remaining portion of Section 13, $15 million for the Whittier Road.
Mr. Chairman, I would just say I did ask for backup on this and got three paragraphs. That's part of the reason that I'm moving, and I've now been handed a lot of material. So I guess I would recommend that we, you know, I'm not sure. I'd like to really see what this says. And is there an urgency to move this bill? Maybe we should just send it back
to the back burner for more work. Why don't we have run off those complete copies so that everyone has a set there. It's quite a lot, but if we could get those run off so that everyone can review this project. And I'm sure we can either go through it here and go through it again on the floor, one way, whichever way it goes, or just go through it on the floor. But I want to make sure everyone has the background information. If you would like to review it overnight, and if we could move this bill out in the morning, say within the first, because tomorrow morning we have our hearing on mental health. And I'd like to spend at least an hour of our hour and a half tomorrow morning on that. So if you think we could hold it to give everyone a chance to review with this amendment, or do we have additional amendments besides this one?
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's my feeling that the Ketchikan Bay Visitor Center doesn't fit the purposes of the Act. So I would also intend to move to delete Section 4.
Okay. And how long do you think it would take us in the morning? Can we do it in a half hour, both of those amendments?
Not do it.
Pardon, Representative Navar? we do have, why don't you withdraw your motion on Section 13 right now, if you would, and we'd go on and address your next amendment at this time so that tomorrow morning we can just address the ones we haven't supplied with sufficient background information on.
I'll withdraw the amendment relative to Section 13.
Okay. Is there any objections? Hearing none, then that amendment has been withdrawn. Representative Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move that we delete Section 4.
Section 4. Okay, that's the Ketchikan Bay State Park Visitor's Center. That's the one that I had asked Commissioner Sandars where the location would be and so forth. Additional information, Mr. Treadwell?
It's a high priority on the issue.
Mr. Chairman, after Representative Brown telegraphed her notion to introduce this amendment, we asked Neil Johansson, Director of the Division of Parks, to be here. And I'd like to suggest that he join me here.
Mr. Johansson, could you join us?
I guess the only thing I can say about this idea is that as this bill was being put together, we all know from long experience that the battle to get the core lands within Ketchikan Bay State Park has been a long fight. It's been one that's involved many, many people in Alaska.
And okay, excuse me, just one second. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, we're going to have mental health up. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, we come to the capital budget. So I want to make sure we contact everyone. So we've been telling them different, but we can correct it before 5 here. Excuse me for the interruption.
Mr. Chairman, the purpose of this section in the bill, as you have amended it today, is to provide the most basic access and core facilities to that park, which we believe is of interest to a very large number of people. And Neil can explain to you how the process of spending this money will be used in conjunction with the Ketchikan Bay State Park.
Mr.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown,
Kachemak Bay State Park, as everybody knows, was the first state park created in Alaska, and through the years has had essentially no investment in recreation facilities, educational facilities, interpretation, yet the Kachemak Bay Area gets tremendous pressure. And this is not envisioned to be a visitor center in the classic sense of a large building with a lot of money to have to care and feed it on an annual basis. It is meant in rather to use the park almost as an outdoor classroom. Interpretive facilities on the end of the Homer Spit, trail systems for people with disabilities, classroom materials for education purposes. It really is more not of the classic visitor center, again, but more using the park as an outdoor classroom. And to develop material so that people know what is over there, the importance of the area, and to understand the history of that park. And as Deputy Commissioner Treadwell pointed out, it's been a 17-year process to get to the point where we can finally see a conclusion to what has been a very important problem. And I think that part of that has to be to develop some recreation facilities for the park and educational materials, interpretive materials on the important human and natural history of that area.
Any questions of either Mr. Johansson or Mr. Treadwell? Ms. Brown?
And how does this park, in your opinion, fit within the definition of restoration that we're required to meet under the terms of this agreement on what we would spend the money?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, there were a lot of serious damages to both Kachemak Bay State Wilderness Park on the Outer Coast, as well as perhaps somewhat more minor but still damage to Kachemak Bay State Park, loss of recreation value. And it's our sense that this helps to replace some of those values that were lost, as well as just sort of develop the sensitivity of the user of that park. So in part, it's to try to replace some of the losses that were incurred.
And how does your proposal fit in with the Fish and Wildlife's proposed 16,000 square foot visitor center in Homer? There's an article that I have here I'd be happy to distribute to the committee from the Homer News, April 1 this year, talking about the planning that's now underway for this. It's going to be, in fact, I guess I'd also wonder how this fits in with the aquarium at Seward. Preliminary plans are that we would house a 30,000 gallon tank, 7 foot high sea cliffs, painted to look like the sky, and lots of other things.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, I've had some involvement in the planning of that facility, not a lot, but a little bit. It essentially is going to be a big building, almost like watching television. I mean, it's going to be no direct association with the resource that they're interpreting. What we envision for Kachemak Bay State Park is not a big fancy building that has to be heated and cared for and repaired and staffed, but rather more of the development of the park as the outdoor classroom. On-site interpretation, classroom materials, trails in the park, etc. I'm not trying to be critical of what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is doing, but at the same time, we're not trying to duplicate that in a small fashion.
And yours is going to be on the park side, not on the Homer side?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Brown, it would basically be on both sides, but it would not be the classic building. It would be in a relationship with the Center for Coastal Studies. It would be, just not the construction of the big fancy building. It would be interpretive kiosks on the end of the spit, perhaps associated with a small boat harbor, the harbor master's office. It would be the use of the ranger station, which already gets a tremendous amount of pressure with some exhibits and displays there. But I would be the last one, Mr. Chairman, who thinks that the state ought to try to duplicate in a small fashion a big, expensive federal visitor center. I just don't think we should do that.
Any further discussion?
I'd like to withdraw this amendment.
Are there objections? Hearing none. The clerk is now passing out the backup information on the Whittier Road. We will come back tomorrow morning at 8:30. And at 8:30, we will discuss then the earlier proposed amendment that has now been withdrawn, but Representative Brown will be given an opportunity to reoffer it in regard to the Whittier Road. But at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we want to start our testimony on the mental health. Well, get an update on the mental health situation so we can decide as to what we should or should not do. Anything else come before the committee today?
I didn't get a Whittier study.
So tomorrow afternoon, we'll take up House Bill 60, which is the capital budget, but tomorrow morning, mental health and House Bill 269. So the committee is adjourned until 8:30 in the morning.
Can we go home now?
You're just beginning there.
I got to get slaving.